Wouldn't it be great to have your own small business, right? And when you have that small business, don't you need that support of a big business? Well, let Verizon help champion your small business dream, whether you own a small business or you're scaling one, or maybe even just starting one from scratch. You need Verizon Small Business Days. That's right. From April 22nd through April 28th, you can partner with Verizon business experts for small business support. Paul, what does that mean? It means you can receive a free tech check with one-on-one meetings with a Verizon business expert. Plus, they'll give you personalized advice, solutions that are specific to your small business needs. And you know why? Because Verizon has your back. So don't miss out. Book an appointment today. Just call 1-800-483-4428 or go to verizon.com/small business. If you're like me, you can't get enough John Mulaney, and that's good, because during the Netflix is a Joke Festival, John Mulaney is presenting a brand new show called Everybody's in LA. It's 6 live episodes created and starring John that will stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. This is going to be an unconventional show with very big special guests. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in LA, debuting May 3rd, live at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, only on Netflix.
When was the last time I took a road trip? How many national parks could I hit in 2 weeks? What about hotels? Wait, hey, Erica, how much am I spending on travel?
When your questions about life turn into questions about money, there's Erica, the virtual financial assistant to help you spend, save, and plan smarter. Only from Bank of America. What would you like the power to do? Erica is only available in the English language. You must download the latest version of the mobile banking app, only available on select mobile devices. Your chat may be recorded and monitored for quality assurance. Message and data rates and additional terms may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
This podcast has rules. If you follow them, I'll reward you. If you don't, I'll punish you. Now, let's begin. Siri, order butt plugs. We saw 50 Shades of Grey, so you know what that means. Our Valentine's trilogy, 50 Shades of Grey, based on the best-selling Twilight fanfic. This movie is hot, or it thinks it's hot. If you don't know, if you've not seen the movie, let me set it up for you. It involves a recent college grad named Anastasia, who falls in love with a 27-year-old billionaire who likes to do weird shit. Is he a stalker? Is he a creep? Or does he like, yes is the answer. And you're not wrong. People in the BDSM community do not like this movie. They think they got it all wrong. And maybe the reason why is because the woman who wrote the fanfic of Twilight, who was almost sued by the producers of Twilight for the similarities to the exact movie and book, was on set to make sure not a word deviated from the fanfic. So that gives you just a little idea of what we're in store for. It's a movie where not much happens, but yet it's 2 hours and 11 minutes. All right, ladies and gentlemen, to break down this film, I have some amazing co-hosts, and I have a very special guest. Please welcome to the stage, Mr. Jason Mantzoukas!
What's up, jerks? Here we go! Here we go, Margo. Holy shit.
Night one, 50 Shades of Grey.
You know, Paul, when you told me 50 Shades of Grey was what we were doing, I was like, three nights, three movies, great idea. Home run. 20 minutes into this movie today, I was like, oh no, we're fucked. Oh no. Oh no, 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 no. Oh no. When I was zoning out of sex scenes, when I was like, oh, there's boobs on screen, I'll go make more coffee. This is, these are singular events for me. I've never not paid attention to tits on screen. Today, I was like, I don't know.
It's a movie about sex that feels the least sexy of anything I've seen.
Wow.
It's sincere. It makes me feel awkward.
There is more sexual tension between Sylvester Stallone and Sandra Bullock in Demolition Man. And they are father and daughter than in this movie.
Well,
this is straight nonsense.
Well, I'm happy that...
And that there's two more... I'm not going to let you talk. And that there's two more is absolutely chilling.
You gotta... Where does it go?
I will be dead. I will be dead by Friday.
We have so much to talk about, but let's bring out my other co-host. Please welcome to the stage, Miss June Diane Raphael.
Hello. Oh, my gosh.
Welcome, June. How are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm doing well. June, 50 Shades of Grey.
Oh, gosh. I'm so scared to say I think I liked this movie.
What? I'm so happy you said that. And I'm so happy you didn't say any of that backstage. Team Fred fracturing at the seams.
I know. I don't know what to say. I feel so exposed. I feel like Dakota Johnson. I feel like I'm tied up right now. And I'm out of control. And I'm just trusting you all.
She's a virgin.
So naked.
There's no way she's a virgin in this movie.
I buy it.
When that was... Okay.
How did she get anybody? She doesn't have a computer.
Quick
and
question.
Also, Jason, here's how you know a woman in her 20s is a virgin.
The shirt.
She wears shirts with patterns.
Yes, and sweaters. The shirt-sweater combination should have keyed me in. When she was wearing it, and the roommate was like, is that what you're wearing? I was like, yeah, is that what she's wearing?
Is that what you're wearing?
What are they trying to tell me?
In a hardware store, every hardware store I've ever been in are just old men who smell like cigarettes.
Honestly, I was shocked they let her work there.
Why would you? She seemed not handy at all.
I mean...
I thought for sure her interest in hardware and her knowledge of knobs and
would come into
wrenches
use?
It's going to beautifully play into the third act when she takes the reins.
She's like, oh no, you need this rope to be able to carry more weight.
The one thing this movie got wrong, there's only one, is that in the BDSM community, cable ties have been cut out. And that's the one thing that supplies him. Because of permanent damage
to your
submissive.
If you work...
I do research. I do my research.
If you work in a hardware store, you absolutely know when someone is ordering a beginner creep set. Here's my thing. If you told me a Dahmer story, I would believe you.
It runs a very similar track. Now, I want to talk to you about this movie so much, but we have to introduce...
Do we have to?
No, we must. We must.
Introduce our very special guest. She's not just a How Did This Get Made all-star. She is a How Did This Get Made alternate. She is one of the family. If there was four How Did This Get Made people, she would be the fourth.
Which there are not.
No.
No.
Nor will there ever be.
Okay. She is the co-host of The Deep Dive. Please welcome welcome to the stage, Jessica St. Clair.
Hello, hello.
Welcome, Jessica, okay. Welcome.
I want you guys to know that I did my notes on my phone, and it started with math. It was like BB's math homework. So it says, study multiplication, threes. And then it says, anal fisting. Vaginal fisting. What are butt plugs? I would like to fuck you into next Wednesday. That's what's on my notes.
Those are the only notes you took?
And
by
I'm
the way,
this,
incredible.
I'm Can asking this, is, are those notes or did you have like the voice?
Is that a to-do?
I don't know.
Now, I want to say something about anal. I want to say something about anal fisting and vaginal fisting.
Yeah,
I really, I also want to say something about anal fisting.
Say it.
So...
Yeah.
Okay. So
please
anal
speak.
Fisting, anal fisting,
also,
and vaginal.
Thank you, June, for moving down and not letting me sit.
I know.
I'm, so
I knew.
Close to
me. No problem. No problem.
I don't want there to be a point.
Go ahead, June.
I actually thought. Now I haven't read the books. I didn't know anything about this movie.
And you read the books?
No, I haven't
no.
read the books.
I haven't either.
Wait,
I haven't.
Out of curiosity, have any of us read the books, or have any of us seen the movies?
Of the books.
What? Okay.
Excuse me. That's so much worse than
Excuse
reading the book.
Also,
what are
wait,
you
which
talking about?
Sections?
Paul, okay.
That's like,
Paul.
I've only seen some scenes in a porno.
Wait.
It's like, oh, wait, no. I know I've seen at least one scene from True Detective season one.
Did you order the book, Paul, or did you do that weird thing where you're like in a Barnes & Noble and you're like, oh, this is weird. And you're just like in the corner, just like flipping through.
I purchased the book because I like literature and I like knowing what's going on in pop culture. I had the book on my shelf for quite some time, the first one. And
that's the shit that's getting delivered.
The good one. And there was a passage I remember that he was describing going down on her like eating an oyster. And he described it like
That's
as a
basic.
Salty, sweet taste. And that image of an oyster and
this
that, I was
disgusting.
Like, ooh, I don't know if you want to put shellfish and oral sex together in a pan. I don't think
ooh,
that's like the best thing.
Briny.
Well, if you're getting ooh. A taste of the sea, you need to end you're, that date.
I want
that
you.
That pH balance is off.
You
off.
Are mine. You are mine and brined. Ooh, crack you open.
Listen, I haven't
he
read
did
it.
Did use a minuet sauce before he went down on her in the book.
I'm so upset.
This movie.
I'm really upset.
That's the book, though. That's not in the movie.
My notes are, I'm looking at them, completely insane.
Yeah,
I did write this. I did write this. Look, we don't want to kink shame. We don't want to yuck anybody's yum.
Not at all.
But this is like the same way when I saw Sylvester Stallone eat pizza with a fork and knife. We have to call out it's weird. I love pizza. That's not
okay,
the way you eat.
Here's the thing. I did not. Well, I'm going to reveal something.
So surprised.
I guess I don't know. I thought there was going to be more stuff going on.
Well,
there
really
is.
There's two
I was
more
like,
movies.
I know there's two more movies, but in this one, I was like, I saw that list of things he wanted to do. And by the way, anal fisting and vaginal fisting, I believe that Christian Grey put on that list to negotiate with.
Right.
I feel like he's like...
It's like when you put stuff in a movie that you know the MPAA
script.
Is going to
yes.
get flagged
right.
so you can pull it out.
Exactly. So you have somewhere to go.
Right. He wants you to know, negotiate.
This that's really interesting.
I had an issue, though. How did they read that contract? It was so dark in that room.
It was so dark.
Very
but to
dark.
Me, I was like, all he really seems to want to do is tie her hands up and go down on her for hours.
And that's great.
Hours.
And that's
What's
great.
Wrong with that?
Also, and she gets to sleep in her own room.
Oh, that's a dream.
That's a dream for most
Listen,
women.
I'm on
come
board.
True. When she kept on saying, why can't we go to sleep together? I was like, why? Why? Why didn't he
I'll
hit?
Be honest. This guy is giving me big Patrick Bateman vibes.
Yes.
This guy, to me, like, it's as if Dakota Johnson lives in a time, or I'm so sorry. Anastasia Steele. I want to be very clear. This as Paul said at the beginning, this began as Twilight fan fiction. I believe I would have preferred it. Shockingly, I think I'm going to wind up preferring the Twilight movies over these movies.
Twilight movies are great. But yeah, they're great.
Regardless.
They're hot. They're great. That's hot.
Yes.
It is.
They vampires. Have chemistry.
Fucking well, you is hot. This they have isn't chemistry. Hot.
Okay, stop. Wow. Stop making ceaseless eye contact with me.
That's what it was
screaming,
like when we got married.
Screaming because they're hot, because vampires are hot at me. I know. I'm agreeing.
Oh, no one is if she anti-team vampire, although some of us are team werewolf.
But she, no. in a world in which Anastasia Steele, it's not 2015, it's in fact later, would come up in the world being obsessed with true crime and true crime podcasts and murder podcasts and murder world. Every red flag in the world this
that
guy
we're
is
living
giving
in
her.
A different time.
We're living,
this, oh, this we is can't a find this hot
of a
anymore.
Time that exists when this but, felt like I'll try it.
They can't find
or like it's
they
fun.
Can't find a picture of him on the internet. This man is a 27-year-old billionaire. The four pictures on the internet are scenes from later in the movie. There's one scene of him in the coffee shop. I want to get into that Google search engine. How did they get that candid? There's another scene, another picture of him in the hardware store. Where is Google getting these pictures?
Here's the thing, people. Walmart Plus is the membership that saves you time and money on the stuff you'd expect, but also on the stuff you don't. Let me explain. Did you know with your Walmart Plus membership, you can save money on gas? Yeah. Save gas while you drive the kiddos to soccer practice, plus visit your in-laws, plus venture into the wilderness, plus wherever you want to go. Because Walmart Plus also saves you time and money with free delivery, perfect for ordering new remote batteries or coffee when somebody finishes it without telling you. And then, you know, eat all your snacks that you have stored in the back of that pantry for movie night. How dare they? Plus, you can actually even save on the actual movies with a Paramount Plus subscription. Stream Top Gun Maverick, plus Mean Girls, plus Jack Reacher, plus so much more, because savings is what this whole Walmart Plus membership is all about anyways. Members save on gas, plus free delivery, plus Paramount Plus, so much more. Start a free 30-day trial at www.walmartplus.com. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions, $35 order minimum, Paramount Plus Essential Plan only, separate registration required. I recently went to the Telluride Comedy Festival, and I was sick and tired of staying in the same kind of cookie-cutter places, and I went on Airbnb, and I found a perfect spot for me and the family. We had an amazing time because we felt like home. Then I realized, wait a second, what if I could give that feeling to someone else? Yes, that's the best part. When you're away, your home could be an Airbnb. That's right. Many people host on Airbnb, but there are people who have never thought about it or didn't even realize that their space could be an Airbnb. Hosting can easily fit into your lifestyle, and you can make someone feel great and make a little bit of money too, because we all need a little bit of money. And maybe your talent or your gift to the world is having a killer place. So if you have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. Hey, everybody. Just wanted to give you a quick heads up here. There's something we should all be doing. It's going to improve your life, make every day a little bit better, and that is eat more Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. Yes, think about it. All the gurus, all the coaches out there, they've never said the words, eat more Reese's. I mean, the combination of sweet chocolate and salty peanut butter, I mean, this is something that brings other people and ourselves joy. That's why there's two in a pack. Shop Reese's Peanut Butter Cups now at a store near you, found wherever candy is sold, and often in my pantry, because I love these.
This is a great place, a great spot to ask the question, what does the Gray Corporation do? It's a media, conglomerate.
What? Business.
Yeah.
It's a media conglomerate.
A
just
lot
straight
of
business.
Important business and telecommunications. They definitely said telecommunications, but...
And but then she was like, but it seems like you have like a real sweet side or whatever, because you do all this charity work. And he's like, well, not really. He's... He's trying to be like Bruce Wayne, but no Batman.
Well, his Batcave is very different.
Yeah, I guess that's it.
He does have very masks different. And weapons that just used not for the Joker.
Okay, here's my question, though, about his specific kinks. He has his kink, which is lots of slapping, which is fine. You know, that's fine. And different textures and
different
feathers.
Yeah, feathers. I love a feather.
Is he feather dusting her? Is he fucking her? I can't figure it out.
I'm no like, problem.
Dust me with also, a feather all night long. That's fine.
I know, but I did feel that there was... He makes a big statement of like, I don't make love.
I fuck hard.
But then like, I never saw
and I
you
had
fuck
the closed
hard.
Captioning on.
I used fuck, to fuck so slowly.
It was I fuck period hard. Period.
He just the fucking did seem like making love, and I just
well, that's where his internal that. Conflict was.
I know, but here's okay. But here's my question.
She's changing him.
Here's my question.
She's changing him.
Here's my question. I understand, I think, what his kink is in the red in the playroom, but when he takes out a belt and whips her six times.
That was tough.
Is that sexual or is what? Where are we?
No.
There?
That's that reliving the, his own trauma.
That's the punishment. It is like, doesn't she say something to the effect of, why don't you show me the punishment? Because
yes.
he says, he's saying, out. I'm not going to do. What I would do, and she's saying, why don't you show me that?
Yes, because that was, honestly, that's the only problem I had with the movie. It was just right there. That's it.
Wait, that's it.
That scene was the only
really?
Problem I had. Where
that
I was, like, oh,
was
this
a
is
step
just
too
abuse.
Far?
That I couldn't abide by.
Wow.
And I won't.
But she but asked for else. It. She did ask for it enthusiastically.
Paul, careful.
Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Oh, boy.
The truth is, if Paul had a playroom, first of all, my first thought
I
when
liked
I saw the movie.
His organization. I will say his organization
Thank
was
you.
Top
I knew you were
notch.
Okay. Myself, into that, Paul.
This is the
I
closet of Paul's
so
dreams, first
oh.
of all. The first
I
shot.
Did.
First
I was like,
moment.
Oh, I would love I to said, push this in. Is...
But imagine you clean that apartment. Right. You think he's putting all of those elements in place? Come on.
No, well, he's got to have a full staff. But if it was Paul's, it would just be like a bunch of like different batteries. And then like, you know, it would be like different, you know, like different ropes for different things, you know, different containers for snacks.
I do
That's
have
what
that.
Your playroom would be.
Well, you know and everything what? Would be labeled,
And
too.
Everything would be labeled.
What? And oh, this with is a, yeah, weird. I mean, all of a sudden, I'm being labeled as
I
weird.
I also thought
sure,
it was weird.
Sure, I get my cable ties. I get some masking tape. I go meet young girls at the hardware store. It's no big deal. I keep an organized pantry.
I thought it was strange that there was no insert shot of a Brother P touch that Christian Grey was using to label
Typing
everything.
In, fuck jeans, putting it on a hanger.
Flogger. That was a terrible moment. That's a flogger, he says. I was like, oh.
Here's what I'll say where, just to slightly disagree about the ending, I felt like she could take that hit because
of the way she fell on her face
the first time we see her. I'm like, this girl's falling all the time. The way she falls in that opening scene.
That was crazy.
Okay,
I don't even understand the physics of it.
It's
as if like a ghost pushed her down.
I would love it if there was a ghost in this movie.
I think there was one.
Please oh let there God. Be a ghost.
I did rewind that moment, Paul, a few times because I was like, what did she trip over?
There's no
and
way.
There's nothing there.
And why?
It's a marble. It's a smooth marble floor.
It's a heavy door
yes.
that when she hits it, as if it's nothing. And she's like, I thought it was going to be heavy. And then instead, like, whoa!
I thought his hot assistant, like, pushed her at the last second.
The office is... everybody's... The way they're dressed, the way it's laid out, looks like it's from a shitty music video or something like that. The entire world is foundationally unbelievable.
Yeah.
So much so that I, again, deeply wish it was just Twilight. Like, I wish it had something... Like, I wish we understood what his world was, what her world was. Immediately, we never get access to him, and she's like, no, I left school, now I live here, but who knows what I'm doing?
I don't even understand where she's moving to or from. Like, she seems to be moving out of an apartment to just move to another apartment. She's like, is she far away from him? Are they together?
I never knew when we were in Seattle, when we were outside of Seattle.
I think we're always in Seattle.
No, because there were times he's like, we're going to Seattle.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought you were there.
Oh, and
she got there.
We need to get in a helicopter to go there. We got to get in the chopper to go to Seattle.
Guys, if I am going on a first date with somebody and he's just like, surprise, we're getting in a helicopter. I'm just like, do you have a license? Like, she's
1,000%.
Just like, yay.
1,000%.
And then like the whole time they're flying, he's just staring into her eyes like a psycho. I'm like, keep your eyes on the fucking sky,
asshole. Forget that. Forget that.
I don't want to go down.
This guy's love language is flying.
Yeah, why?
Whenever he makes a mistake, he's like, time. The bigger the mistake, the weirder the airplane.
Here's the deal. He's too young. He's too young to be a good enough pilot for
yes.
this to work. This is insane.
No, okay. I don't want to go zero G with you, asshole. And I don't know who you are.
There are multiple. They also are in a glider in this.
What was that? Was there an engine?
No, that's
no,
a glider.
It's a paper
I don't know
airplane.
What a glider is.
I have roots. Jess,
we're
are you
yelling.
Okay? I'm really worried that the second movie is going to have a hot air balloon. If it does, I'm going to flip out.
I love
She's it. Just like bent over the hot air balloon.
And he's like. I'm going in while we're going up. Here's the deal. None of this, even everything we're saying, none of this is sexy. None of it.
It's not.
None of it is sexy
it's
in any way,
not.
Shape, or form.
He never.
No, June, you I'm can not, find any. June is not a good test audience.
Well, no,
she can find
thing,
anything sexy.
Well, here's what I'm saying. I will say, June, you're right.
It's true.
You're right in the sense that there is unquestionably beautiful people photographed beautifully.
Yes.
And in a way that I was like, oh, these are hot people. Absolutely. There's
sure.
just no spark or chemistry. It's as if people were playing with dolls.
I was going to say,
yeah.
They are as hot as mannequins, and I am as emotionally connected to them
mannequins,
as mannequins.
The
like,
mannequins
they are like, yeah, that's a body. That's
yes.
a body. I don't.
That's how bodies go together.
Like, there's nothing to me about Christian Grey that's like, whoa. He's like, he has Patrick Bateman energy. It's like that opening scene is like that scene where Willem Dafoe is interviewing Patrick Bateman in American Psycho, where he's trying to find out if he killed him. I mean, that's as much chemistry as you're getting. Like, he's not smooth. He's not charming.
He has less charisma than Patrick Bateman.
He's got no riz.
He's got
no
he's
riz.
He's got
that's...
zero riz.
Okay, define riz.
He's got that riz, baby.
Oh, no, you can't use it in a
Try
sentence.
Try again. Try again.
You can't
again.
Use the
so,
word
so
we want
close.
You to define.
Try again.
That's some hot riz, baby. Put that riz on me, baby.
You're getting
Who has
further
riz?
And further
yeah.
riz. You're getting
Ooh.
Further
I
and
riz.
I
want you to riz all over my face, baby.
Do you now, think riz is related to jizz?
Jess, who has riz?
Who has Riz?
Don't say Riz Ahmed.
Who has Riz? None of those people in that movie have the Riz.
Yes.
I'll tell you who has Riz.
Who?
Dakota Johnson's stepdad. After that gazpacho rant, I was like, all right. I like this guy. I like this guy. I like his energy. He's the only person that gave me any bit of life. And he's like,
yes.
he's doing bits. He's like, hey, man, I want to eat gazpacho. It's like eating the
I
whole thing
say...
of salsa. I'm like, oh, thank God, a human being.
Yeah.
Someone.
Her biological dad, too, I liked.
Oh,
who shows
yeah.
up at her graduation.
Who
like,
walks
hey,
in with
kid,
the students.
Hey, kid, what do you need? Blah, blah, blah. You know?
Lovely. Lovely man.
Why are these people having such a hard time getting to her graduation? It seems like a big deal.
Yes.
The mom doesn't go because the dad broke
the
his foot.
Yes.
The fourth stepdad. And then the other
know,
dad is like so late that he's like popping in. It looks like he was in a procession of students. He's like, oh, she's like, oh, I saved you a seat. How?
It's so hard, though. There are certain things in these movies, these big budget movies, where it's like, it's so weird. The excuses are so weird and the exposition is so damn odd that I'm forced to believe it. I'm like, I guess. Like,
it has to be true.
It has to be true because it is so wild that the stepdad can't come because of a broken toe. That the mom can't come.
But that's the whole thing. That's why she puts herself in this. And I feel when I'm speaking about this movie in a normal way that I'm like, I wrote this for my senior women's studies thesis.
Yeah, I know. It's tricky. It's at the women's center.
But this is why she's in these relationships. Well, not being put first by anybody. And then Christian
right.
yes. puts her kidnapped. First. What?
Can we agree that she was kidnapped?
What do you yes. mean?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Out of the bar, she pukes, and he's like, you're coming with me.
Yeah.
And then she's like, held hostage in a room.
I'm so sorry, but
and
also...
And dressed up like this.
Why is he there? It's inappropriate. She calls him to tell him off. He shows up and abducts her.
Yeah, he tracks her.
She's in a blackout, wakes up in
a meat puke.
It's the best joke of the night right there. Holy shit. But I mean, his arrival, as if this is like he's a knight in shining armor who's coming to rescue her from being drunk?
From Jose?
Get the fuck out of here. This is a...
Poor Jose.
This is a villain. He's a
yes.
villain. Christian Grey is
wow,
a villain.
Wow. This is hurtful.
And...
This is really hurtful.
And Taylor is his hatchet man. Well, Taylor's doing some shit. Selling cars.
He's doing some shadow work.
Oh, big time. What happened to those other 15 girls that shared the red room or whatever?
There
are moments in this movie where they are sort of, they land as comedy, but you know they're not supposed to be. And I laughed so hard. When Dakota Johnson is in that room and she says, how many women have been in this room? How many women have been in this room?
Okay, June. And June, can we take it again? But just less.
And then end with this.
Okay.
How many women are in this room? And he says so quickly, he says 15.
Yeah.
I cried laughing. It's just like another moment I don't think was supposed to be funny, but I laughed, was when he does start to open up about his past trauma and what happened to him when he was 4, and she looks over and she's asleep.
She is sleepy time tea.
Sleepy.
When she revealed that she was a virgin, I laughed so hard.
That was crazy.
I was like, absolutely not. There's no way, shape, or form.
It's not even
being played that way.
I know. And here's, again, my only other critique. My only other is like, we didn't need her to be a virgin. And that's where I just felt like, EL, like, let her, she can still have a sexual past and be opened up to.
Well, it's strange because she's older than Bella from Twilight. Is it Bella?
Bella's in high school.
Being a virgin seems like, okay, she's young. Like, to then map this onto, then I'm like, well, what world is this? And what world are we in? And I don't understand it, and I feel uncomfortable.
Yeah. Well, because it's not that she's...
I didn't sign anything.
But Jason, you didn't sign a goddamn thing.
I did not consent to the movie happening to me.
By the way, when she signs that NDA in the beginning, he's like, here's an NDA. She's like, yeah.
Love it. Please.
No red flags there.
That's what she says. Are you going to make love to me now? This is a virgin.
By the way, are you going to make love to me now? She just worked an 8-hour shift at the hardware store.
Yeah.
Got in a helicopter.
Yeah.
Flew for about another 40 minutes. Like, let her take a shower.
She's like, why don't you show me your ball peen hammer? That's a great joke.
No.
I will say, you have to explain it.
It's a great joke.
By the way, I will say that she reacts to sex and things of sex in 2015, like, so scared. Like, when she, like, looks at, like, what bondage is, like, closes that laptop so quickly. And I was like, wow, that's freaking you. Like, you.
They were very tame images, too.
Yeah, very.
Also, her question, what is a butt plug? She had time. She's taken 4 weeks to look at that contract. She had time to Google that.
You're also a 20-something in 2015.
You know what a butt plug is.
You don't know what a butt plug is? You've never heard butt plug?
My question is, why does he have to pick the pharmacist?
He doesn't have to pick the pharmacist, babe. He has to pick the doctor.
That's fucking creepy.
I thought he had to. That's controlling.
That is so creepy.
Oh, yeah!
Now, I do, now
oh,
I do
think,
that.
Paul?
I do that for June because I just don't trust any man around her.
And I mean, she says to him on their first meeting, so you're a control freak. And he says, oh, I exercise control in all things, Miss Steele. Fuck you, movie. Fuck, this is like porn character names in a not, this movie, like Cinemax movies are more sexual, more satisfyingly. Red Shoe Diaries gets it right.
Silk Stockings is better
yes,
than this shit.
Where's the Coveney?
Here's another red flag. Here's the biggest red flag. If you are on a date with somebody and they're like, want to see me play my grand piano, that means you are about to get killed.
Yeah.
Or whipped with a peacock feather.
Or you're dating Billy Joel.
That's right. And that's a good scenario. But when have you ever been like, ooh, that's so sexy, that man's playing that grand piano? Now we've seen it in Pretty Woman.
I'm so sorry, Chrissy Teigen, you don't listen to her.
It's true. It's like not a guitar. It's not the
you
sexiest
think a guitar
instrument.
Is
I don't what? Want, listen, I don't want any man to play music to me.
Me neither.
I don't want any man
when
to
I
play music
to me.
I don't want to see you
so,
playing sad songs on your Casio
right.
keyboard.
But if it's something, if it's
gross.
Gotta be an instrument,
well,
I
mean,
would take a guitar.
Well, this guy is a cheese ball, right? Because I was looking at him, like, I don't even think his style of dress is cool. Like, when they go out to walk in the woods, like, I don't like the way he's dressed.
That's Banana Republic. That's the Mad Men collection from 1994.
He's not dressed like he's on Succession.
Yeah.
No.
You know what I mean?
Not.
Like,
You're
true
right.
wealth. He's a billionaire. He's the youngest billionaire? What was the headline? I can't remember.
Youngest billionaire in business.
Yes.
She majored in English lit and minored in lip biting? Is that right?
I like when he becomes a sex terminator. He's like, your leg's moving. That means that you're wet. Your eyes are going like this. That means that you've never been fucked at night. Your ears are just... I'm like, what? How do you know
suddenly
all of this?
Suddenly he's Sherlock.
Yeah.
He's like... He goes into his memory palace and understands fucking everything that's happening. By the way, give me that version of it. But he is done.
How did this get made? How did this get made is sponsored by Squarespace. That's right. Squarespace is the all-in-one platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. With Squarespace, it's easy to create a beautiful website all on your terms. Now, let me tell you this. Now they have this Fluid Engine, which is a next-generation website design system where you can just drag and drop. It's so easy. It's so fun. Plus, they have this asset library so you can merge all your files from one central hub. I love it so much. Now, let me tell you. I talk about their customer support. I had an issue. Something went wrong. And not only did they get back to me in a timely fashion, but they solved my problem. They were attentive. And I have to say, regardless of anything else, sometimes the best way to judge a company is by their customer service, and Squarespace passed the Paul Scheer test. All right, so you could check out my website with a new feature. That's right. If you bought my book, you can sign up for that and you can get videos and pictures and all this kind of cool stuff. I built that on Squarespace. Check it all out. I love Squarespace. You will too. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/bonkers to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Here's something that we've known since the dawn of bread. Everything is better sliced. Let me explain. Slice a pineapple, you get a blast of fresh fruit. Slice some jeans, get some jorts. That's why the new Captain Morgan Sliced went all in on 4 bold, deliciously sliced cocktail-style flavors, including pineapple daiquiri, strawberry margarita, mango Mai Tai, and passion fruit hurricane. Try the new Captain Morgan Sliced because sliced is better. Visit CaptainMorgan.com to find sliced near you. Does not contain real fruit or juice. Captain Morgan Sliced, premium flavored malt beverage with natural flavor and certified color. Captain Morgan & Co., Plainfield, Illinois. Please drink responsibly. 21 plus. Today's show is brought to you by BetterHelp. People, how is your social battery right now? You know what I'm talking about? You know, do you feel drained? Do you feel bursting with energy? Well, it's very easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin. I mean, I do it all the time, but sometimes we have to figure out the right amount of socializing and maybe the right ways to recharge. Maybe you're an introverted extrovert. That's what I consider myself. Maybe you're just an introvert. You got to figure out how to pace yourself, and therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/bonkers today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/bonkers.
How did he find her at the bar? He tracked her phone?
Who knows?
But that's like the thing we're led to believe.
Does
like
he have his guy following Taylor. Her? Taylor's yeah, probably Taylor. Following
I
her.
I also think it's some of the telecommunications he's up to.
Track her phone. I will say that this is a funny thing that I noticed and was confirmed for me today, that when she hangs up, there's a dial tone, but that's on a cell phone.
Nobody caught it. Nobody caught it. What about that weird dance she does when they're in the middle of that like Frank Sinatra moment? That's the other thing I can't go back and forth between romance and then all that crazy
shit. I also can't. Here's another hallmark. I realize there's another hallmark of a bad movie, of one of our bad movies, wherein all the needle drop songs inside of it, the Frank Sinatra song excepted, are covers. Are bad covers of a song that they want to use,
right,
but are not. And I was like, this movie is just drowning in shitty covers of songs in a way
but
that are
slow
like,
covers,
yes.
too. Like, they're not, yeah, they're like, plotting. Let's make that real slow. Like, and now it's sexy. This movie is trying so hard to be sexy. Like, this movie is Anastasia Steele, right? Like, it is like, that's sexy. I'm a virgin. I know what sexy sex is. Like, that's what it feels like.
So if you're at home, just pull that quote from Paul and put a song in there. Make it a second opinion.
But I mean, don't you feel like that? Like, because I guess the whole thing is...
It's so hard, because I don't even remember there. As Paul knows, there's a lot of, like, cultural moments that I just dip out of. Like, I'm not a part of.
Yeah.
And this was one of them. Like, I don't remember. I have a vague recollection of... One of my sisters, who I never saw read a book and had no interest in books or literature, just like sitting with 50 Shades of Grey, like. And I was like, why is she reading a book? Like, it was so crazy.
Well, it was also such a cultural like movement. This
yes.
book was massive. These books.
Yeah, and so I guess they were just porn for women, and that's great and that's wonderful. You know, and listen, that's why I struggled with the last scene, because I love that for women and I love that this movie does that for. That's all wonderful. But I just, the last scene when she's just simply, you know, being abused.
It's a tough one to swallow.
You know, it's tough to move on from.
But this movie also is doing something really interesting, because the movie really, like, if you were to arc it out, if you were like, what is this movie? Like, what are the acts of this movie? It's like, there's nothing there. It's like, they meet. He's like, hey, I'd like you to sign this contract so I can beat you up. And she's like, I'll think about it. She never does. He's like, well, I'll give you a sample. And she's like, I'm out. And that was it. That's the movie.
Well.
Like, it's like.
I think so. I don't know, because we haven't seen. I guess we'll find out tomorrow night. But does she ever say yellow? Does she ever say
she
red?
She has to sign the contract.
But she's going to sign it, right?
She's for sure
going to sign it. No, she walked out.
She's definitely going
to sign it. She's definitely going to marry.
She's never coming back.
There's so many people at home. So many listeners who've read the books or watched these movies are like, shut up!
But is this so sorry?
Now, no one wrecked this. No one wrecked this. Because I think in the second movie, she becomes the dominant. And he becomes a submissive. Because that's what I'm getting in my head. I'm like,
I don't
want
to see that.
When she goes like this, she's like,
I don't want to see that.
Stop! And he's like,
oh. Yeah, that's kind of hot.
Like, he's coming.
Is this My question is...
She's reigniting that woman who raped him. By the way, this is a movie about a man who's been raped and is taking... He can't have normal sexual relations. That's also underneath it, right? I mean, we can all agree.
But, and again, yeah, we don't need that, EL. We don't need that part.
So we're talking about a May-December storyline underneath this movie. I'm like, wow, all right. Cool, we'll just drop that in there. She was older than me. Don't worry about it. I'm fine.
He has more chemistry with Marcia Gay Harden, who plays his adoptive mother, than he does with Dakota Johnson.
Rita Ora is the sister.
Yes. When they do finally have sex, it is like, and again, she has been revealed to be a virgin. He is just ramming it in straight away. And it is like the fantasy element of it. I was like, there was no intimacy in, and I guess that's purposeful on his part, intimacy inside of this. But for her, I was like, in that way that she was like then alone, and I was like, wait, there's no cuddling? There's no, but what is happening?
No, Jason, there's not.
But to him,
she gets to sleep alone in a bed. I'm sorry, that sounds great.
It's hot.
I mean,
hey.
Have a whole bed to yourself? It's wonderful.
it is. No, but we're seeing Christian Grey at the most intimate. He's like, I've never slept in a bed with a woman.
But then he does it over and over and over again.
Like,
it's
he's
so
break-
like, no, you he's obviously do.
He's breaking his own rules because she's actually the dominant. And he is submitting.
That's interesting.
She's like, I want a date. And he's like, well, I'll give you a date. He doesn't realize she fucking Jedi mind tricked him. She's like, oh.
Well, I do think that that is a reading of the movie that's absolutely available. That she's really the dom. He's really the submissive. I just think it falls apart at the very end, fortunately.
Was this movie like The Hobbit in that...
Go on.
Wait.
Go on.
In that it's shot in a high frame rate?
In that they knew they were going to shoot... Did they shoot all three at once?
Not at once, but I do think there was some understanding that they
already knew.
Okay.
Well, because the books were coming out. Right, yeah. So the books were coming out. They knew that they were signed on for three. Now, the big story was that Charlie Hunnam was supposed to be Christian Grey and then dropped out, like, seemingly right, like,
I think
right
they,
before.
They might have even... Did they shoot some
with
him?
I think he was on the plane going to Vancouver. Okay,
did shoot some with him, yeah.
Wow. Why did he drop
And then
out?
The other thing I believe...
Because he couldn't transition from his Sons of Anarchy character into this character. This is what he said.
And then I think there is also, and somebody I'm sure will correct me if I'm wrong, Dakota Johnson and Jamie Dornan despised each other.
Oh, really?
The two I think that's been debunked.
Oh, is that right? Okay, then Greg.
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. CNN! Wow. News!
I mean, truly, I'm trafficking in the gossip of the moment and nothing more. Truly.
And it seems that was just some sort of fabrication.
Got it.
They are very, very close with each other.
Well, I would imagine. Like, that's what I was also thinking about, too. This is a movie that, to me, is kind of a nightmare because it's like they are fucking so much that it, like...
That's a yeast infection waiting to happen.
It just feels like apparently they put hidden cameras around all the rooms so it could have like more privacy for
those
scenes. So I think that seems like a nice thing.
Isn't it so interesting?
Oh yeah, sorry. And they also did CGI pubic hair.
Oh wow.
What? Why did they put in pubes post?
Oh, our pubes CGI budget really knocked this budget.
You mean instead of a merkin on the day?
But why?
Wait, I'm genuine. Is that what you're asking?
No, I'm honestly trying to understand.
I heard they called in Frank Oz, the guy who did Yoda,
no,
to
Jen,
do like the pube work.
It is such a good
question. No, why were the
such a good question?
Originally,
fuck you, I will.
Such a good
I will fuck you.
Originally, each of their privates talked. Oh. His was the voice. His was.
Oh my God. It's such a good question because there's so many shots where you can't see her pubes and it just looks like she's a bald eagle and God bless America. But then...
our national bird.
But then all of a sudden they are there in one
I also have to say, as a guy who's that organized and that neat, I don't think he'd be raw dogging his pants like that. I think he would be wearing some underwear. He feels to me like a guy who's like, I only wear underwear once.
Yeah.
Like he doesn't feel like a guy who puts on like slacks over dick and balls.
Yeah.
I understand that.
That seems patently insane. Also, isn't it funny to think we live in a world right now where there are multiple think pieces constantly being put out there about how young people think sex scenes shouldn't be in movies.
What?
That
really?
They don't want
I read
sex
all
scenes
of Jason's
to be...
blog posts. Have oh, you yeah. read them? They're great think pieces.
There is a whole what? Movement amongst young people yeah. that sex scenes shouldn't be a part of movies. They are not appropriate to be in movies, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And only 9 years ago, this was it was nothing but sex nonsense from top to bottom.
Wow, what's their problem with them?
Young people, you tell me.
Let's go out to the audience. Let's find out from the young people. And by young, we mean 35. 35 is what we're looking for. All right, your name and your question.
Hi, Danielle. And my question is, why is his obsession with him having sex in jeans and just jeans, right? In like one scene, he's like in a full suit. They're having like a sexy combo. And then it cuts and he's like just in jeans.
Can I ask?
Those are his fuck jeans. Like he gets his like, yeah.
Is that part of the books? Is that like
oh,
a...
It is.
That,
right.
Is that the...
Yes.
Okay. Yes. No, don't be... No, this is a safe space.
If you
can
have
you explain
expertise,
the fuck jeans
yes,
to us at
you.
All?
It's like his costume for the Red Room.
Okay.
That's jeans. Like it.
Thank you. Thank you. This is the Lord's work right here.
Okay.
We need this.
Thank
you helped us. This is the best thing.
Paul,
yeah.
can I ask,
she read the book today.
Can I ask her a question?
Yes.
The whole book today?
What's your name?
Can I ask her a question? What's your name? Raya. Why is it called the Red Room in the books and the Playroom in the movie?
So that's Anastasia's view of it, the Red Room of Pain, and his playroom.
Thank you. Thank you.
Wow, okay.
Remember
we're
going
to come back
goes,
to you because it's fresh in your head if we have other questions.
Oh, I was going
to
say, is there anything else that we've been wondering about tonight or asked about that you have answers to that you want to share? And no pressure if not.
I don't think so.
That's fine.
You read it too?
No.
All right.
Somebody had a detail, right. Paul, over here.
Wait, you have a question? You have a question. Okay, we have. This is the first. An audience member has a question for the person who
the,
read.
Wow.
Yes, all right.
Now, Paul.
Wait, this is an audience member to audience member question?
This is,
are we allowed to weigh in or
should we leave the stage?
Go.
Okay. All right. Your name?
Rochelle.
And Rochelle, what is your question for our other audience member?
Are they correct about the CGI pubes?
Well, she wouldn't know that from reading the book. She didn't say she worked on the set.
Do you think
well,
that
I'm do they
correct?
Have pubes or
I
not?
Come correct. I know it's right. Ask me. Yes.
You blew it, Rochelle. You blew it.
All right, going back to the guys now.
In reading the book.
I think the question. The question for Rhea was: is there explicit mention of her pubes in the book?
Are they a character?
Yes. Sorry to ask you this. I'm so sorry to ask you this.
And are they in the book referred to as computer generated?
No. You are saying an emphatic yes about the pubes. Like why emphatically?
Every time it is mentioned when he travels down there, it is a journey through the pubic hair.
Wow. The hunt for pubes, the journey through the pubes.
This is some real nonsense.
If you have to fight your way through a thicket like sleeping motherfucking beauty, it is time to wax. That
Jessica.
Isn't hot.
That's why he's in the hardware store trying to get a weed whacker or something like that. All right,
you shouldn't have to journey through those pubes ever.
All right, your name.
Hi, Simone. So I think it's a kind of one of the worst cast movies of all time is universally recognized. Do you have alternate suggestions for casting?
Ooh, great question. Great question.
I mean, when it was filmed, I was probably 34. So.
And I must have been 27.
I could have been playing 27 at that age, so I don't know if
that's
it was available to
be, it's tough to be period specific to 2015.
It could be from now.
It could
be from
Can
now, we're told, yes.
Who's the Dom now? Who's the sub, baby? She's got ribs!
Again, I'm certain you don't know how to use that word.
You got diarrhea, baby?
I'll think about it.
Yeah, I mean, this is a good question because it's like, you know, there's a part of me that goes, you know, maybe I could see, well, it's like, what do you want from Christian Grey? You want like a sexy, confident guy?
Listen, I haven't read the book, so I don't know. But I, for me, their blankness worked. Like, I didn't need more from them than for them to
Boy,
be
did I. I would
yeah,
have,
so, yeah.
I mean,
that's
loved
just like, yeah.
So much more
like,
from
June,
both
are you saying that you like the traditional man-woman movie like this?
Boo.
Yes. Yes. That's
I also like a man woman movie.
It's a reference to another episode of How Did This Get Made? Yes.
All right. Did you have a question? Okay.
Hi. I'm Yasmin. Can we talk about her friend for a second?
Yes,
Kate?
Please.
Valedictorian.
Who knew?
Her friend. Knew?
How did you, by the way, how did she become valedictorian when Dakota Johnson is out there doing her work for her?
How did she become a valedictorian when one of her questions are, are you gay? Just, yep, real clever interview.
She's not even graduating with honors in that regard.
By the way, I love how Dakota Johnson approached that interview. She's like, I just got to read it. It's here on the sheet of paper. It's like she was being like,
she's
it was
like
a
Ron
prank.
Burgundy in Anchorman. If it's in front of me, I'm going to say it.
I love Kate. I was upset that we didn't get more of Kate. I feel like Kate had some life force. And I think this is the problem with a movie like this.
When Kate and the brother were the most interesting, most compelling couple.
Yes.
Yeah, but Kate was a really bad friend. She, anybody could have seen she's getting, you know, over her head, all of the, and
yes. I,
also, here's another thing that was different. In 2015, no one was blinking an eye. They're like, it's hot to have a guy buy you a car. You know, it's hot to like,
although,
you don't have,
say,
get a laptop.
I thought it should have been a nicer car.
I didn't like that car.
I didn't like that
It
car.
Looked like he got her a minivan.
I thought it
now,
was
like I
like
a minivan
Civic.
Because I have children.
Like,
what? And I would have taken that car and really packed it full of camping gears, bikes, whatever.
Yeah, I just, you know, I think the thing with Kate is, and honestly, with Anastasia too, is it's, listen, no kink shaming. I would never shame a kink at all. But they go down a lot easier when the person with a kink is so rich that that it's like morally reprehensible. That's how rich they are. And that's where, you know, I think we're able to overlook a few things.
Wait, why? Why does
wait,
wealth,
I can't tell what you're saying.
I don't
what
understand.
What I'm saying is I don't think that this scenario would have taken place if Christian Grey was in, you know, a studio apartment.
Okay, so
I see.
So what you're saying is
it would be hard. You'd have to do a divider. It would be hard if there's not another door.
June Diane Raphael for sugar daddies is what you are pitching out.
It is
no,
crazy,
I'm just saying,
and
I wrote, like, it's, you know,
I wrote this in my thing that is like, in a post-Dobbs world, how insane is it to watch a woman sign away her rights to a rich white billionaire?
Yeah, it's weird.
I was like, this is chilling.
Yeah, it was.
This
it was like a
villain.
Time capsule to a very
I was
bad
like, ooh,
time.
I don't like this. This is, he is not trustworthy. This is, I don't like that she's so easily giving away everything. The NDA signing immediately, I was like, gulp, oh boy.
Yeah.
I did also think that the way that the dad reacted to her dating him was odd. Mm-hmm. I thought it was odd for him to pose with her in a picture after complaining so much that he didn't want a girlfriend. He's giving a lot of submissive messages.
Also mixed, very mixed messages.
Yeah, mixed messages.
Because he's like, no dates, no nothing, no movies, no nothing. And then immediately he's like, what about one day a week, a date?
Can you imagine going bowling with Christian Grey?
Listen, ice skating, that was his other
here's
option.
Here's the thing, and I know very little about the community, but here's the thing. I'll still speak on it.
Of course.
What? Can you just clarify what community? What community?
I'm just saying, in terms of submissive and doms, and you said this before, Paul, like, I do think that he spent so long as a submissive that that is what he is playing out with her. that he's falling back into that. Mm.
That's what I think.
Yeah.
Yes.
Boy, do I wish this had werewolves and vampires. Boy, do I wish some part of this was about werewolves and vampires.
Well, wouldn't you have loved the last scene when she goes, stop? And he stares and she goes, you know, she goes, Anastasia, Christian. Then you cut back to him and do the Michael Jackson eyes from Thriller, like,
to be continued.
I will say there's the movie takes place in the Pacific Northwest and home of
not
vampires.
Really.
Well, it does.
It home gave me seasonal vampires.
Serial Wait, killers.
Home of vampires.
Well, yes. The Pacific Northwest is where Twilight is set.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because of how dark it is there. And overcast.
They can't.
Yes.
Their skin is translucent.
That's
they
where
can't
they
handle
are.
The sun.
That's why the Cullens live there, Paul.
Duh.
Sorry.
Paul.
That's why the
Sorry,
Cullens
I,
live
while
there.
While you guys were reading Twilight, I how was else? Reading my Tess D'Arberville's first editions, which looked like some weird thing that I might get like at a Crate and Barrel.
But. Serial killers also live in the Pacific Northwest.
Yeah.
Everyone knows that.
Yeah. Bigfoot.
And Bigfoot. And I was like, Bigfoot. Oh, I bet there is Another Pacific a lot North- of weird sexual stuff going on.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you
oh, yeah.
Know.
Well, it's raining all the time. You have to
they
be
never
inside.
See the sun.
They never see the sun, and they got to come
they
up with
do
things.
Something.
Obviously, we had opinions about this movie, but there are people out there with a different opinion. It is now time for Second Opinions.
Hey, my name is Jeff. She tripped into his office, why I do not know. She sells him cable ties, masking tape, and rope. Gives her an NDA, but lets her take it home. These are 50 Shades Second Opinions. Just give her a spank, Hank. Bind her with a tie, Guy. Swat her with a switch, Mitch. And give it 5 stars. Clean her up in the tub, Doug. Tell me what's a butt plug. Take a bite on your lip, Chip, and give it 5 stars. Thank you.
That was amazing. Give it up for Jeff.
Amazing.
Great job.
Great work, Jeff.
Great job, Jeff. Killing it.
Wow. How?
That's the way you do it. Take a lesson from Jeff. Great, great job. Okay. Well, obviously, you know that there are a lot of 5-star reviews on Amazon about this movie. As a matter of fact, there are 72,000 reviews of this movie.
Oh, reviews or 5-star reviews?
No, there are 72,000 total reviews, okay. And 77% of them
wow.
are 5 stars.
Wait, and are we on the wrong side of this?
And I will just tell you what I have to say here. Nikki titles her review, I have to say, I definitely like the movie more. As someone who has read the book and now has seen the movie, I have to say, I definitely like the movie more. I found it to be way more romantic than the book. They did a great job in making it to where the people would enjoy it. The music in the movie was incredible, and the sex scenes were done quite tactfully. As long as you can understand that this isn't what true love is supposed to be about. I think it would be just fine for a mature 16-year-old to be able to watch with parental supervision.
I don't know about that.
I'm sorry, just a quick question. Can I go on Amazon and tell people what age people should be to watch certain movies?
Well, this is maybe what this is what's happening here. Nikki continues, I watched this film with my own mother. Which was great because we got to talk about what was going on. Great movie, and I highly recommend it.
I had to explain anal fisting to my mom.
Now Jay chimes in and writes, this movie was very hot and steamy. I am very happy with the purchase of this movie. It was definitely worth the buy. It made me all tingly inside. The actors were quality actors. Anna was a little annoying, but I would buy the movie again. I mean, I would recommend buying this movie for a little bit of romance in your life. The movie was definitely hardcore, and I think I would buy the movie again. I even bought the sequel to the book, and I'm super excited for 50 Shades Darker to come out in theaters. I have a whole year to wait, but I'm really excited for it to come out. I love the movie so much that I can't wait. God. I watched this again last night before I went to bed. And then I woke up and watched it again, and I started thinking about it.
Nope.
You should totally buy this movie, and you should buy the book. It will make you feel hot. You will definitely need a napkin after watching this movie. Christian is an amazing actor, and he is so hot. I would buy this movie.
Christian is an amazing actor.
I would buy this movie 904 million more times. Purchase this. This story is well written, and whenever I was watching this movie, it put me in an amazing mood. I was always better after reading these novels and watching this movie. I would say buy it, and I would say watch it alone.
What?
And then read the book alone, too. And then you'll be feeling like $1 million in no time.
That guy died now, in an ocean of his own jizz.
Hold on.
R.I.P.
Hold on.
We should cut
I
that
am
out.
A mom.
R.I.P.
And my kids drive me absolutely crazy. They yell all the time. And whenever I get them down for naps, I pull out my Kindle and I start reading this book. Or I bring out my iPad and I watch it. I forget about being a mom for a few minutes and I can actually fantasize about being the character. And then I'm snapped back into reality when they wake up and I wait for them to sleep. I start counting the minutes until they are sleeping so I can read my book and watch my movie. I even pull it out while the kids are watching TV or my husband is watching the game. I would recommend this movie to all my girlfriends. It is a hot read and definitely something I would watch again. I already have. These kind of movies are my favorite. I love the dominance of the male character, and I'm very pleased with my purchase. Buy this movie for a bit of hot and heavy romance. You will not be dissatisfied. Happy watching, ladies and gentlemen. I am very happy with the purchase of this movie. 5 stars.
Whoa.
Oh, my God.
What? I feel like that's the art, like that is why these books took off. Yeah.
Listen, women have nothing else. We don't have other books. We don't have other movies. So we
You're
accept
right.
whatever
but
you
imagine,
give us.
We have How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days in this.
But imagine,
like,
yes,
what do we
imagine
have?
If this is what you were given and being like, this is what you want?
I'll take it.
I'll take it.
Maybe you feel like Jonathan Daniel Bullock, who says, movie got me laid. I can dig it. 5 stars.
And I bet that's going to be repeated tonight. Someone is here on a date. They're going to get laid because of this movie.
I can dig it.
Also, Melly Guerrero writes, I bought this from my aunt. It was well packaged and in great condition. 5 stars. Great gift.
Great gift to your aunt? Your elderly aunt?
Aunts love these
aunts
books.
Aunts live for this.
These stories are big aunt energy.
And I will
big
just
godmother
go to,
energy.
I will go to one of the first opinions. This is something that we got from Jason Crouch. Gives it 1 star. He says, this is the stupidest movie I've ever watched. And I never watched it. Because why would I? My wife convinced me to watch it, and I regretted it severely. I wish I never wasted the money. It's just porn for women, and women think it's good because they enjoy it. But
well, yeah, this
if
guy.
You're a man, you will not enjoy it.
Oh, great. Now my wife's all turned on. Sucks to be me, guys. 1 star. Got me laid.
In my opinion, this movie shouldn't exist because it should be treated the same way porn is. 1 star.
What?
It's just porn for women. Jason Crouch. Full name.
Wow.
Find him. I will say one. I will say one thing that was really interesting about this thing was, you know, obviously there's a lot of parodies of 50 Shades of Grey, right? 50 Shades of Grey. And there was a porn parody of 50 Shades of Grey made, and Universal sued them because of similarities. I guess you really can't.
They had better dialogue.
What's so crazy about that is, like, genuinely, this is just Twilight fanfic.
All right, so just quick question, because none of us has seen the second one. I wanted to end each night by just bold predictions. What happens in the next movie? We don't know. Don't let us know for right or wrong.
That's so fun.
I do like your idea that it will flip. I think that's got to be right. Yeah. I have to feel like we're gonna. I would love it if does it become like a murder mystery?
Wish.
Anywhere, please.
Now, here's what I would love. I would love to find out, actually, that his story about being 15 and this woman was a lie. I don't think that happens, but that's sort of my fanfic.
Well, and I thought it was interesting, too, that it's then revealed that he's been to dinner with that Mrs. Robinson woman.
Yes.
Does that character show up?
I would think so in the next movie.
Yes,
and who
sure.
is that? Like, you know, I'm trying to...
Kim Cattrall.
Honey.
I don't know.
I think in one of them they get married because I think I remember a trailer.
Oh, okay.
I think.
They get married?
I believe they do.
I really think
they do.
You're not
thinking about the Sex and the City 2 trailer.
That might have been it.
Well, also, if I'm assuming, and forgive me if I'm just grossly wrong, but if it follows the general arc of Twilight, they will get married, they will get pregnant, and the baby will eat itself. The baby will eat its way out of her belly.
Is that what happens?
Yes, and then it will imprint. And it will imprint on.
What is
Jacob.
This real?
Yes. This
what
is
are you talking
it's
about?
So good.
What do you mean? What am I
it
talking about?
It ate it out of her belly.
Yeah.
It puts the lotion in the basket.
It really does do that, though.
Yeah.
She's dead.
No.
How can you survive a baby eating its way out of you?
I don't know.
God.
Don't you wish you were here on Friday to find out?
Oh, God.
My bold prediction is this.
I hope that Gray Industries craters.
That's what I think. I think that Gray Industries is going downhill. We know that business was going poorly. I think that it craters. He spirals. She goes out fucking a bunch of people. Like, she gets a lot of sexual experience. And then,
that'd be nice.
Pulls him up out of his depression, is what I think.
He has no money anymore?
I don't want to. No, we don't want to ever see that. Jude, you're absolutely right.
I would like
there
to.
There has to be wealth with
to
kink.
A degree that is, not right.
Yeah.
You know, no one person should have this amount. That's what I'm looking for.
I thought it was egregious that he sold her car. I thought that how
he's
dare
got a giant garage. Keep it.
If you gift her a car, wonderful. Do not sell her vintage bug.
By the way, she has a Tori Amos CD in there that she now what is she gonna do with that?
Yeah.
I was furious over her water bottle.
So I didn't.
This Cinderella story is rotten.
I didn't believe that he actually sold it.
Oh, you think it's going to be in the sequel?
It might be. That's my prediction.
In his Jay Leno's garage full of cars.
It's like a Jitterbug sequel.
I would love it if Christian Grey was played by Jay Leno. That's my recasting. Who do I want? Jay Leno.
Oh,
denim
man.
On denim.
And here's my casting. Jay Leno now and Dakota Johnson now. Just age it up. Just age it up.
Oh, God.
Here's the thing. What if in the second movie, the actress who plays the Mrs. Robinson is Melanie Griffith?
Ew.
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 Oh, my God.
Ew.
Somebody lost their minds.
Did anybody, when they were watching this movie, I was in a Whole Foods watching it.
And you were also in the green room watching it.
I was. I really packed it in. But
so did
that's
they
what
in
he
this
said.
Movie.
That's what she said. But my main response over and over again was out loud, ew. Ew. Did anyone else have that ew? Ew. Like that. That was my main reaction to this film.
I wasn't even ew. I was just kind of like, all right. I wanted this movie to be horny. What's that?
I watched the unrated version.
Wait a minute, what?
Yeah.
Where's that?
7 minutes extra stuff.
7 minutes of heaven?
Extra
There's
stuff.
Seven extra. Minutes of extra heaven?
It's not.
It's all pubes. It's just pubes.
More pubes. no, actually just more office scenes.
That's the best part.
Would you recommend this movie, Jason?
Fuck yeah.
June.
Absolutely.
Jess.
Ew.
I would say yes. I think that there's more here on Rediscovery. I like it. I'm excited to go into next episode where we talk about the sequel of this film, 50 Shades Darker or Deeper. I don't know. It's the second one. We're going to watch that. And now, thank you, everybody, for coming out here tonight. What a show.
That's our show. Thanks again to our honorary fourth host, Jessica St. Clair, and the amazing staff at Largo. Do not worry. We will be releasing all of our episodes from our 50 Shades of Grey series throughout the next couple of months. So stay tuned for more coverage on the least sexy sex movies ever made. Now, if you want to feel like you are part of our 50 Shades of Grey live show, you can get the shirt that we designed for the audience. That's right. We designed a gray corporation shirt. That's right. Christian Grey has a nonsensical company that includes business, telecommunications, independent publishing, blow-dry bars, and charity. And you can buy that shirt at tpublic.com/stores/hdtgm. And if you've been dying to attend one of our live shows, well, you're in luck. We still have some tickets left for our tour in the UK and Ireland. I think that the most tickets are available in Belfast, but we just sold out in Glasgow and Dublin, and we are moments away from selling out in London. So get those tickets and head to hdtgm.com to find out what movies we're doing and to purchase tickets. And just to let you know, check out the movie Scramble. June appears in this film. It's an independent film. It's really funny about a 35-year-old woman who goes on a quest to freeze her eggs, and it's not as easy as she thought it would be. The movie is hilarious. June is great. I love this movie. Check it out. Leah McKendrick wrote and directed it. It's fantastic. And I know I've mentioned this a few times, but my book, Joyful Recollections of Trauma, is now available to pre-order. And pre-ordering is so important. It's actually more important than buying it the week it comes out. So pre-order my book right now. And if you do that, save your receipt, head to my website, and you can sign up to get a personalized postcard from me, plus access to a part of my website where I will have exclusive material that no one has ever seen. I'm talking about pictures and videos, and it's only for pre-ordering people only. I appreciate all the support I've already gotten from our amazing How Did This Get Made audience in pre-ordering this book. And I just want to let you know, I really, really appreciate it. So you're going to buy something, I'm going to give you something, and my hand might fall off, but I can't wait to sign something for you. And as always, if you have a correction or omission from this last episode, we want to know about them. Go to our Discord at discord.gg/hdtgm or leave me a voicemail at 619-PAUL-ASK. Then make sure you tune in next week for our Last Looks follow-up episode to hear me respond to your messages. Plus, Jason will stop by for a chat. And as always, we will announce our next movie. Remember, you can find us everywhere online at hdtgm. And if you love the show, please tell your friends. That's the way the word spreads. And if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, make sure you are following us. And last but not least, I got to say thank you to all of our listeners who support this show and our entire behind-the-scenes staff who keeps this show running. I am talking about our producers, Scott Sani, Molly Reynolds, our movie-picking producer, Avril Halley, our associate producer, Jess Cisneros, and our engineers, Casey Holford and Rich Garcia. That's all I got. Bye for now. See you next week.
Hot off the press from Maybelline, New York, it's new Lifter Plump, an intense plumping lip gloss formulated with chili pepper to deliver a heated sensation for an instant plumping effect that lasts. From 8 sizzling shades like Blush Blaze, Red Flag, Hot Honey, Coco Zing, and more. An extra large wand applicator transforms lips in one swipe. Learn more at Maybelline.com. For a limited time, get 10% off your Lifter Plump purchase on Amazon with code 10PLUMP.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 Bacon Bundle, because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the Bacon Cheese Slider, 1921 Bacon Cheese Slider, or Chicken Bacon Ranch Slider, and also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 Bacon Bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.